Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
In the days ahead, you're going to see how fear and faith are going to be the fighting factions all the way through this thing. And you're going to have a heart that's filled with faith instead of fear. And you've got to be able to look at it and say, well, wait a minute. This is what the Word of God says, and I choose to believe the Word of God.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the Word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Thank you for being with us again for Revive Radio. Let's return to this recent message series with Pastor Rogers. This is Leading in a Crisis, Part 5. Let's get back into the message today.
You got to be careful what your eyes are seeing, what your ears are seeing. And it doesn't matter that you're not going to see things and do things and hear things that are going to come every day. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that's going on. But I've got to have this word embedded in my heart. The Bible says, I will hide the word of God in my heart that I might not sin against God. That's not waiting until I get to the sin and then go, oh, what do I do? That's putting the word of God in there before I get there. Because then the Word of God helps me to clarify and control my perception. You've heard this terminology. Perception is reality, right? So they can put anything on television and you watch it and you go, man, that's real. Only to find out it wasn't real at all. It was fake news. And then you believed it. Wait a minute. I was researching for Prophecy Files. As a matter of fact, let me just mention this right in the middle of this. Prophecy Files is coming at a new time. Prophecy Files will come at 6:30 on Monday night. This is an infomercial right in the middle of my message. Prophecy Files, new time, Monday night at 6:30. And I was preparing for that. And, a lot of research going on. And then I come across something that's one of these satire kind of places. And they put some kind of stuff out there. I had to do a little bit of research to find out that it was totally bogus. Don't believe everything that's coming down the pike, because perception becomes reality for a lot of people. And then they begin to make decisions based out of a fear or what they perceive to be. Here's the way it goes. Well, I heard that they said something about me. Did you go and ask them? Well, I heard that this happened over there. Did you inquire to find out? You can't fool around with this. You've got to be able to know and control what's going in and out of your head. Because God is more interested in changing your mind in this situation we're in than your circumstances. Write that down. God is more interested in changing your mind than the circumstances. Because here, listen very carefully. Boy, this is powerful here tonight. Are y'all still with me? God could flick his finger and this virus be gone. The plague be gone tonight. It's over. You got to ask yourself the question, why is this here? Why am I still alive in the middle of it? What's going on? What is it that you're saying from heaven to me, God? Because God is more interested in changing your mind than the circumstances. And if the circumstances don't work like it should for us to change our mind, that's what God's trying to say to this entire world. I'm God, and it's time for you to turn back to me. I'm God, it's time for a revival. I'm God, and it's time for you to quit playing church. I'm God, and it's time for you to repent. I'm God, and it's time for you to turn yourself back to me. Responsibility is key in this hour. Write this down. The spirit of responsibility always attracts God's blessings. So when you start taking responsibility, because we're at a time right now, and you're watching it from the briefings and everything, people are blaming this one, they're blaming that one. You know, they're the reason why, this is the reason why. You know, and I get it. I understand what's happening here, and they're saying, well, this came from here, this came from here. But at this point, when you're laying in the hospital and you got tubes in your nose, you don't care anything about that. I want somebody to take responsibility for what's going on. This is what the book says in 2 Chronicles 16 and 9. For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. Did you hear that? God said he would strengthen the hearts of those who are fully committed to him. This is critical for you in this hour where anxiety and pressure is going on. I need to be fully committed to him, and God will give me strength. Write it down. Mental freedom is more important than physical freedom for you. Mental freedom is more important than even physical freedom. Here's three things for your management of your mind in this very critical hour. Number one, your thoughts control your life. Your thoughts control your life. As a man thinketh, so is he. Secondly, your mind is the battleground. That's where this whole thing is going to be fought and won. I know we got virus and all that kind of stuff, but people are afraid to do whatever, you know? And some are reactionary to such a degree that pastors are getting arrested for having more than 10 people inside of their congregation. See, this is what happens when people operate out of fear instead of faith. That's the reason why we need to pray for our leadership, that God would send godly counsel around them that can speak the words, because that good word takes anxiety out of the heart. Number three, it is the key. Mind management is the key to life and peace. I want you to get that. Write this down. An unmanaged mind leads to tension and stress and pressure. But a managed mind, according to Romans 8 and 6, leads to life and peace. So let me take you on this little journey as we come down to a close here tonight. The name devil, because we want to blame everything on the devil, and I think in a lot of cases he looks up and says, hey, what me? But the devil is certainly as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, and he uses anxiety and pressure and stress to push us off the cliff mentally very effectively. He is, the Bible says, the accuser of the brethren. Anywhere you see that happening right there, where people are accusing someone else, behind that is the spirit of Satan himself. The word devil is the word in the Greek, diablos. Diablos is the description, really, more than the name. D-I-A-D-D means through or to pierce or to penetrate something. Ablos means to throw or to fast forward in a hurling motion, throwing something. So you've got somebody throwing something that penetrates through something. Diablos. Now look at this. In John 13, verse 2, I'm going to show you something. Stay with me here. The Bible says, and the supper being ended, the devil, having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray Jesus Christ. What did he do here? He pierced through the heart, the devil pierced through the heart of Judas Iscariot and injected the seed of betrayal into his heart. Now, what does this do? Stay with me. This literally describes the enemy as the one who repeatedly hitting something until it wears it down to a defeated place so that it can pierce through and penetrate it. Are you hearing me? The Bible says that one of the tactics of the Antichrist and the very spirit of Antichrist is that he will, in the last days, wear out the saints. This is a word now. So you've got to recognize the battle, not just what you perceive, but what the reality is. There's a spiritual warfare going on to keep repeatedly beating. What am I going to do? You got to get a hold of your mind. Because, listen, the most vulnerable time for our lives is when we are fatigued, drained, and tired. Now let me take this step into a practical application with the character of Elijah. I'm just going to tell you, I've been here before. I'm not preaching this because of somebody's writing. I'm telling you what I know to be true. I've experienced it. And any preacher who has ever been through anything like this understands that this is a place that can become dark and hopeless and all that kind of stuff, even while you're standing in front of people preaching to them the Word of God. That's the reason why you got to be able to look at it for what it really is. Behind it, a spirit to wear you out, to get you to stop. And you be sure to be listening to Prophecy Files, because I believe God's given me a light into this from what's taking place and what's happening in our world right now, where the church has stepped off out of the main focus. We're not able to have services inside of our sanctuaries right now. And if the enemy would have his way, he would completely pull the plug on what's going on right now. Do you realize? Oh, you got to hear Prophecy Files on Monday night. Because if you realize this, and I'm going to show you how that this is very easily done. One push of the button could silence the church's voice like that on social media. This is the only platform we have. You be sure to watch Prophecy Files. That's your hook for that right there. You better watch that. Listen, Elijah, let's take this quick journey. Elijah had a battle on top of Mount Carmel. I stood there, right on the top, right where he was at. He brought the prophets of Baal up there. He said, we're going to gather up here and we're going to find out whose God is the real God. Ooh, I feel something coming in here helping me now. He said, listen, what I want you to do over there, all you that don't believe in Jehovah God, you get over there and you shout out to your prophet of Baal. You do whatever you want to do. We're going to build our altars and you cry out. And the God who answers by fire, that's the God we're going to serve. And they did their thing and they cut themselves and they danced and shouted and played their songs and sung their songs and did everything and wore themselves out and no answer from Baal. The Bible says that the prophet Elijah stood up, prayed a simple prayer after pouring 12 barrels of water on top of the sacrifice. And the God who answers by fire, the genuine God, God Jehovah, sent fire from heaven and consumed the sacrifice, licked up all the water. And I'm telling you, that day they had themselves an illustrated sermon. Threw all the prophets of Baal off of the cliff. I stood right there where he threw them right down into what would be the valley of Megiddo, Armageddon. Threw them right off right there. Well, that made Queen Jezebel pretty mad. And that dark spirit, like we're sensing and seeing going on in America right now and around the world, the spirit of hell, Jezebel, rose up and wrote a letter to Elijah and said, I'm going to kill you this time tomorrow. Now watch what happens. Elijah, God's man of faith and power, who anybody would have said, you know what, I want Elijah to be my preacher. I mean, he's full of power. He called fire down from heaven. This man of God, after a great victory, got into a place of vulnerability, and he got one letter. And Jezebel said, I'm going to kill you, and he started running for his life. What was going on? Let's identify this quickly. Number one, he was mentally and physically tired. Anytime that you're dealing with spiritual warfare, anytime you're dealing even with just going to your job day after day, listen carefully to me. Write that down. He was mentally tired. What made him depressed? He was mentally and physically tired. You go to your jobs all day long, and guess what? You come home, and you're thinking the virus is over with, and all you hear on the news is this, this, this. And now you're physically worn out, and you've got to be careful not to sit in a place right there where you're consuming a whole lot of information when you're physically and mentally tired. That's where Elijah was. You become very vulnerable at that moment. Secondly, he was under the threat. Listen, this is Jezebel. Jezebel didn't even show up in person. She sent a letter that said, I'm going to kill you. So in the back of his mind, he wasn't even standing there fighting physically with it. He had just thrown 450 prophets of Baal off the cliff and killed all them, their family, their cattle, threw it all off the cliff. And he got one letter, and in the back of his mind, it started working by the threat of a letter. And all he could think about was, this virus is going to kill me. This plague's going to kill me. This Jezebel's going to kill me. And the more he thought on it, the bigger it got. Number three, his perceptions became reality in his mind. It actually became an idol. Hear what I'm telling you. The Bible calls that a stronghold in the mind. And the Bible says we're to cast down strongholds and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We're listening to a whole lot of stuff right now. And I get it. You got to get the news. But listen, don't let whatever's being said across the media and from anybody, even that you might trust, don't let it supersede the Word of God, including preachers. You might not like to hear that. But if you're hearing preachers and they're not preaching what the Word of God says, their word is not above the Word of God. You elevate the Word of God above everything else. That's the principle to live by.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.